Morning show with John and Hugh on a rainy, kind of cold Tuesday. But boy, we got a hot event coming up this weekend at the Georgia World Congress Center. Thousands of people are going to be in town for the high-res elite gaming experience. And I'm going to probably botch that. And I want to welcome in the guys from high-res here. Todd Harris joining us in studio along with Graham Hetfield from high-res. It is going to be a huge event. And I can't believe the amount of money and the number of people that this event is going to draw.
Yeah, esports has gotten big. It's there's more people watching video games these days than watch ESPN, believe it or not. This thing's getting pretty big, and Atlanta is kind of becoming the hub of it.
You know what? I've seen a lot of these tournaments on television, and I've played Smite, and I've played Paladins. And I got to say, since both you guys sitting here, you guys are like the big wizard of the company, I'm going to need some cheat codes, man. I need some skins. I need something. Because I'm kind of playing with the character. I'm playing on Paladin. I'm playing with my man Ruckus. And I need to get the Revolutionary Ruckus. I need to get the Robot Ruckus. I need all of that, man, because I was playing.
Skins are great, and that's the thing. They don't influence the game. There's no cheats anymore. The old days are gone.
Like, you're playing
online competitive games all the time, and yeah, but codes,
them,
you know?
Yeah, but them gold coins, though, them coins and stuff.
It's all about the coins.
We,
yeah.
we can make you look good. I don't know if we can make you play good. Like, you
no,
just need to
process.
Get good.
It's
that's
a process. It's a process, but I love it. I love both of the games, man. A little bit more. I like Paladin a little bit more because it's a faster player, and you know sometimes I do have to kind of balance the whole work thing on the radio. Even though I might not look like I'm at work, this is like my job, and I got to kind of balance it. So I need a little bit of faster player. So Paladin really fits into, you know, I get a couple games in, and then I can just keep it moving to do some show prep and stuff like that.
All right, let's kind of set the table here again. The High Res Expo is this weekend at the Georgia World Congress Center. Welcome, Grant Hetfield. I want to welcome you, Todd Harris, as well, as you join us in studio. Take us through a little bit of the expo itself and how many people are you expecting? What is exactly going to take place, Todd?
So the expo is really the culmination of pro players, people that play video games professionally, competing at the highest level on the world stage. And they're surrounded by basically just a huge gaming festival. So it's this weekend, Friday through Sunday, Georgia World Congress Center. We expect probably about 20,000 plus people over the course of the 3 days. And you can just come as a gaming fan and you can play for fun socially, right? Because gaming's more fun with other people. But then the other half of the event will be these large stages where there'll be professional players coming from all around the world competing in multiple games. So the game that we develop, Smite, another game that we develop, Paladins, other games that are out there like Halo and Counter-Strike.
Halo.
Huge gaming event, and millions of dollars will be earned at this event alone.
Millions of dollars.
You mean to tell me, like, if I'd have got my Halo skills up, I could have been. But in order to do that, you kind of have to be on, like, play with elite players, like elite teams. How do you get to be a part of an elite team if that's what I want to do with the rest of my life?
To be an elite player, what you have to do is, well, play the game first of all, realize you're good at it, and then find others alongside you that you want to team with. On base, that's how simple it is. But the problem is that you have to compete against other teams to work out if you are good enough and then learn from your mistakes.
So
just like in real sports where, you know, offense, defense, you make mistakes on defense, you got to correct those to go further. Just the same way.
These games are online. So the great thing about it is with most of these games, you can play it at home, and behind the scenes, the game will match you up with other people. And games really try to make it a fair match. They try to match you with more casual players when you're starting out. Mm-hmm. And behind the scenes, we're keeping track of your player skill, and you'll be matched against harder and harder opponents. And eventually, if you're good enough and you get to the top of that online leaderboard, the big teams will actually seek you out. They have people looking for young talent. You could be you.
Well, that's why I guess. But the people that I play with, I must be bad because they're still murking me. Like, they're matching me with my talent level. I'm still getting murked.
You just started, though. The more they play, the better you get, just like anything. You know? Like, the more you actually actively play the game, the realization where you're like, oh, maybe I should have shot him that way instead of this.
Yeah, this is true.
It's like sports. I mean, you know, a lot of people just play for fun, right? And it's casual, and you make great friends and you build skills. But once you play, the more you play, the more you realize when you see these people on stage. I mean, Smite, we're in season 5. These folks have been playing
grinding.
Years. They've been grinding
I've noticed that.
Hard.
They've been grinding for a long time. Yeah. So So how long does it take to develop one of these games? How, I mean, just say, for instance, like the Paladin game. How long was it in development, you know, the whole process from beginning to end?
Yeah, so by the time we got to Paladins, we kind of knew what we were doing. You know, when we were starting out as a developer 13 years ago up in Alpharetta is where we're based, it was our very first game, and we were kind of wandering a little bit in mm-hmm. wilderness. It took us about 5 years to make that first game. But after that, we built up a good team. It's just like anything else. You kind of learn. You learn from your mistakes. And so it now takes us about 18 months to go from a cool idea mm-hmm. to something that we can put in what we'll call alpha or beta and mm-hmm. get player feedback. And so that's roughly the amount of time from really awesome idea to real players playing it and giving us feedback. And if a game is successful, it can live for a decade or more. As we mentioned, Smite is going next year into season 6 mm-hmm. of competitive play.
And of course, alpha and beta, yeah, that was like 2 years before that. So Smite's been around 7 years already, pretty much.
Yeah, well, of course, DreamHack 2018 at the Georgia World Congress Center this weekend. And your chance now to win a couple of tickets at 404-741-0929. You call in and tell us, you know, what game did you just hear? You know, we're talking about what's the big game this weekend? Well, we'll tell them. It's Smite. Just we're not going to make it hard on Arthur. You know, like caller number 5 is going to win a pair of tickets right now to DreamHack at 404-741-0929. We're joined by Graham Hetfield and, of course, Todd Harris from Hi-Rez. They are a local company. They are a game producer, a Hi-Rez Expo inside of DreamHack. Huge crowds expected. Graham, these professional tournaments, you talk about the money. Two things I'd like to ask you about. Number one, you're going to have a collegiate tournament, and talk about that and what's on the line there. And what does a winner win, the eventual champion of, say, the Smite tournament? How much do they get?
So this year, Smite tournament-wise, I believe there's over $1 million in prizing overall. Over $1 million. I'm not sure exactly how much that breaks down for the first team, but obviously the team is made up of 5 players, a coach, and maybe a substitute as well. So it's split between at least 5, but most of the time it's 6 or 7. Where they'll split that prize money to themselves. And the collegiate level, like this is the new level that's starting to be introduced now, where you can start to get scholarships towards college and university of being able to play these video games just like you would in traditional sports. So the tournament this weekend, I believe, how much is it, Todd, that they're going to be sharing amongst themselves?
It's $100,000. So the best college Smite team gets $50,000 in prizing.
Mm-hmm.
It'll actually be $40,000 for the winner and $10,000 for the second place team. And then that's the same for Smite and the same for Paladins. And believe it or not, already here in Georgia, Georgia State, Savannah College of Art and Design, and Georgia Southern have varsity level esports teams on their campus.
Get out of town.
Like scholarship varsity?
Yeah.
Scholarship varsity with a coach with some place to practice on that campus. And they're competing with, at this point, about 100 universities across the U.S. that have varsity programs. But Georgia's really leading the way, right? In the same way we do a ton of film and TV here around gaming, it's really us in L.A., both sides of the coasts, that are kind of leading the way in gaming.
And you said that I know that also this weekend they're having an after party, and there's going to be a lot of cosplayers there.
Yep.
Do you find that Georgia is a big, big cosplay community?
Well, we have Dragon Con that comes here every
year. Yes,
right. Heard that before, like all the big anime conventions generally happen downtown in Atlanta. My first year here, I went to Dragon Con, and yeah, it's a lot of fun, a lot of partying. But everyone dresses up as their favorite characters, you know, and then comes out in full gear. So Mario, for example, who everybody knows from Nintendo. People will dress up as Mario, and you'll see that sort of thing this weekend with different characters from different video games.
And we're going to see some Smite characters
yeah,
too
for
this
sure.
weekend.
Some Smite, some
yeah.
Paladins, some other games. It'll be there'll be a competition actually at DreamHack itself. There's $15,000 for the best cosplay for our games. And then at the after party, as you mentioned, a lot of folks will be wearing their costumes there as well.
So do you yourself, do you sponsor a team, or if you did sponsor a team, how do you go about that? Do you do it the same way as far as like you check the server to see who are the better players are and then you reach out to them?
Well, we have to be neutral. So okay. We're like, Hi-Rez is like the company that develops the game of basketball to compare to traditional sports. And then Skillshot is a company within Hi-Rez that's more like the NBA and the also league. A broadcaster. So we're a league operator. So we okay. wouldn't sponsor a team because we need to make sure it's a fair playing ground. We need to be impartial across all the teams. But we will help teams and sponsors that want to get into esports identify talent and get match made and cultivate good talent to the top.
You know what? I think I missed my calling, John.
I think you did.
If it weren't for these alimony payments,
Hi-Res Studios. I would
quit this job today and be a professional gamer.
The Hi-Res Studios, based in Atlanta in Alpharetta, part of the Hi-Res Expo this weekend at the Georgia World Congress Center, an event called DreamHack. We're joined by Todd Harris and Graham Hadfield. Graham, let me ask you, when you talk, I know you've got a new game that's coming online soon that you're working on. Do you limit yourself to like, you know, certain types of games, or do you branch out? Do you do sports games? Do you do all sorts of different games at different levels, or do you kind of focus in on one area?
Well, it depends what you're going to be doing, because, like, I work as a commentator for Smite, but I do know Paladins well enough where we all play video games at home. We're all kind of from the ground level, so we go home and play video games. I've played the latest Call of Duties and things like that. But for commentary level, for me, I just really focus on Smite because there's so much detail that goes into these players. Not only do I need to know the characters in the game and what they can do and how the map works, I also need to know the players themselves and what their tendencies are, just like a traditional sport. You know, is he good on defense? Is he good on offense? Is he the one that's going to be getting all the kills and helping his team push through? Is he the star player? It's the same sort of thing that you'd see in traditional sports. So I generally focus on just Smite at the highest level of commentary, but I can flex to other games as well, which is just like, you know, I grew up with soccer, so I've got a soccer background already.
As Graham says, there's so much specialized knowledge around each game. For the talent side, a lot of commentators like Graham will focus on a game. From a development side, up in Alpharetta at Hi-Res, we're organized around multiple development studios, each specializing on a game. So around Smite, there's around 100 people, programmers, artists, designers, audio engineers, music composers, that focus on Smite. We've got another probably 70 people focused on the game Paladins, because we keep these updated all the time. It's more like a TV series than a movie. We're always putting out new updates. And as you mentioned, we are working on new projects. So one of our newest is a game called Realm Royale, and that's in the genre of Battle Royale, which is very popular. Fortnite is a super popular Battle Royale game. And what a Battle Royale game means is a super big map, about 100 people that all jet in from the sky, and the last team standing is the one that wins. So it's a very easy goal for everyone to get their head around. Everyone understands Hunger Games, or I want to be the last one standing. And then different developers put different twists on it. So our twist is that it's a fantasy theme. So rather than just running around on your feet, you can actually get a mount. You can ride around on a horse, and it feels more like kind of a Lord of the Rings style environment. And another twist is classes. In a lot of Hi-Res games, we like classes because it gives you a role to fill on the team. It's like sports. We take a lot of cues from things that have worked in sports. And yes, if I want to be a guard and Graham wants to be a center, someone else likes a forward, it's the same in our game. We try to give people a play style that they'll be comfortable with, and they know if I do my role well and my teammates do their role well, then we can win. So we take a lot of design cues from things that have worked, you know, forever in traditional sports, and we put it in the digital world.
All right, tickets available for DreamHack at the Georgia World Congress Center. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the Hi-Res Expo, the Smite Tournament, the Paladins Tournament, everything. Gentlemen, you're welcome, more than welcome to come back.
Because I want to be hammer.
We have just scratched the surface of this, and I am fascinated by the whole world that exists, not inside the games, but inside of esports. So do come back and join us again.
Would you? I'm a hammer.
More than welcome.
I'm a hammer in the games, John freaking. I like to be a
Todd
hammer.
Harris and Graham Hadfield from Hi-Res Studios.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Who wants a ring?
It's the greatest show on turf.
Championship mindset, let's go.
Be focused, get in there and open a can, all right?
Championship right here, boy. Go.
And this season, it's in our own backyard. Keep listening as we bring you Super Bowl 53.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Morning show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. This hour brought to you by Renter's Warehouse. Man, that those guys from Hi-Res, this event, this DreamHack event that we just and thanks again to Graham and Todd from Hi-Res and Alpharetta for coming in. Hugh, that this Smite tournament, the Smite tournament alone at DreamHack. Now, there's going to be multiple tournaments, as they said. The Paladins is going to have a tournament. That's their games. There's going to be a Halo tournament. There's going to be others. This Smite tournament alone, S-M-I-T-E, over $1 million for the first place team.
I'm more excited about the after party with the cosplayers. Have you seen some of them cosplay ladies? that's kind of hot. I'm just saying, guys, if you're single, this would probably be a good place to go because they're going to be dressed up in their favorite, like, video game personality, and they're really cool peeps. I'm just saying. Daryl's going to be my plus one.
Is he? You're going to be wingman?
I don't know.
When is this?
This weekend. I don't know. Daryl, watch. He's going to say he's spending somewhere.
I am spending somewhere.
Daryl don't
I'm spending
hang out
in two
no
places this weekend.
Ever since that one time.
Saturday and Sunday night.
Well, then you're free Friday.
Ever since that one
Friday,
time.
Friday, I'm not free.
See, ever since that one time.
Friday, I'm practicing.
Daryl don't want to hang out with me no
No,
more.
I don't.
It was that one time.
I know.
Batman just lost Robin.
Yeah, for real. I'm Nightwing at this point. I'm not even Robin anymore.
It was one time.
I'm Nightwing at this point.
It was one time.
On my own thing.
Hey, I lose more wingmen that way.
Man, but again, this DreamHack is going to be such a huge event, and I can it just blows me away the amount, because they were saying to me, and we're going to have those guys back, and we're going to go out and check out their facility in Alpharetta, but for this DreamHack event at the World Congress Center Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the number of people that they're expecting, the amount of money that esports has grown to where, you know, teams have invested. We're talking about professional sports teams, franchises, like the Philadelphia 76ers. These owners, like if you're, for example, if you're an owner, Hugh, and you have a basketball team and a football team or a, you know, you have a couple of sports teams, or let's say you have a soccer team and a football team like Arthur Blank, you also might own an esports team that goes out and you hire these esports athletes and they play and go to esports events for you. And it's just amazing how this thing has just gone. It's got so much wildfire. I mean, you can't even get your hands around it.
You know, it's funny. It's made it hard to parent in a sense, because you can't use that. Like if your kids say, "I want to drop out of school and play video games," or, you know, I remember my dad used to say all the time, "Video games, you're not going to be able to get a job playing video games all the time." If I'm good enough, yeah. I can be a professional video game player. My man Ninja, like, he's a professional video game player. I think he's a professional Fortnite player, if I'm not mistaken. Like, these cats are making millions of dollars. And John, it's something else that we didn't talk about. Not only video games, like drone racing has allowed people to have a nice living, a nice comfortable living. Because, you know, some mornings when I wake up and, you know, get ready to do my workout, drone racing is on ESPN early in the morning. They're getting paid for drone racing. Yes.
Okay, I'm not trying to be funny here, because I know not of what you speak. So where are they racing, and what's
are racing. They have a drone racing league. It's a drone DRL. DRL. I should make sure I said it right. Mm-hmm. DRL, and they race most of the time. They race all over the world. Like they're getting ready to go to Kuwait.
But are you going from
Dubai? I think they're going to Dubai.
But are you going from vantage point to vantage point, or what's the?
No, it's like it's these complicated, complex racing these courses, and it's like to race these drones, you have to have skill. Like these cats racing these drones. Like, as a matter of fact, it's a cat from Georgia. That's one of the big time drone racers. You got to have skill to race these drones. So as a parent, when your kid tells you, say something like, "Hey, I want to drop out of school and I want to play Paladins," what are you going to say if they're pretty good?
I'm going to say no. Do Paladins on your own time.
But how is it not their own time? Because you like we the one thing about it, we've raised our kids, I'm assuming, to, like, you know, to be individuals at a much earlier age.
Well, but wouldn't you know? I would think you would know too that it's not unlike an athlete where, you know, you get to be 14 years old and you start winning tournaments and because, like, a baseball player would be it's pretty obvious by age 14, 15 if you're going to be able to be a collegiate level athlete, correct?
Yeah, but how about the late bloomers? How about the late bloomers? The late bloomers that are playing video games. Like, what if your daughter's a late bloomer? What if she just start picking up and playing Paladin, like, say, last week and find out she's pretty good? And she says to you, "Dad, I don't want to go to Kennesaw State anymore. I want to devote my time to playing Paladins."
That would be a no.
What if she went to this tournament this weekend and placed third and she's never played before?
Right.
And placed third
right
in this tournament.
Right.
You would still tell her no.
No, I would say go to another tournament. Let's see how you do.
Oh, you would? Okay, John Freakin.
And if she does place third again, I'd say go to another tournament, see how you do. And if she places third again, I go, okay.
You give her four? That's not right. It doesn't usually work like that.
Okay.
Doesn't usually work like
your
that.
Your bank account look like that? Okay. And if you got to come back home because your bank account don't look like that no more? Okay. But let's give this a go if you're really that good at it. By the way, we're going to give you a chance right now to win two more VIP passes to DreamHack at the Georgia World Congress Center this weekend. Thousands of gamers going to be at DreamHack Atlanta, the world's premier gaming festival. And we want you to check out the Hi-Rez Expo from Todd and Graham from Hi-Rez Studios in Alpharetta. That, of course, will be part of DreamHack and the Smite Tournament, the Paladins Tournament for them. We are going to give it away to caller number 6 at 404-741-0929. A pair of VIP passes and tickets are on sale for DreamHack, which is going to be loaded. Now, sports headlines today, certainly tonight, the Hawks taking center stage as they take on the Golden State Warriors. Pregame coverage with Andy Bunker at 10 and the tip at 10:30. Another sports headline will be the Atlanta Falcons as they get ready for, you know, to shake this off here against the Cleveland Browns for the Dallas Cowboys to come. To that point, you know, when Dan Quinn, and we've heard the soundbite a couple of times this morning, talked about the fact that, you know, how disappointed he was in this team and how unacceptable their performance, and I'm paraphrasing, was in Cleveland. Is it possible, Hugh, that this is a good thing for the Falcons in this sense? That if they were starting to think that they were too good for their britches going into Cleveland, then somebody needed to slap them across the face and get their attention. That's been done. Is that possible that that was actually – because from what Devondre said, I'm beginning to think that they thought they had beaten Washington and they thought they had this thing whooped.
That's ridiculous, John.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
I know what you're saying. We're trying to put a positive spin on it. But there's no way – like, I don't think there's any way you can. I mean, especially with what this team has had to fight through. You got to stay hungry. You have to stay humble and hungry. That's the first thing that comes to mind. And you can't overlook anybody. And what I would ask, and this is, again, I have to say this again. This is not me picking on Devondre Campbell for what he said, because I applaud him for being honest about his feelings and what he saw. But at the same time, I would have to ask him, okay, Devondre, what has this defense done for you to feel like you can overlook anybody? Mm-hmm. That would be the question on my mind, especially when you've come so far and had to overcome so many different injuries to fight back, to claw your way back into this thing. And for you to all of a sudden, you know, you get one good game against AP to think that, okay, we've arrived. This is the NFL. And any given Sunday, you could take an L. That's what I would ask him. And as far as being good, no, because you've put more pressure. You've put a lot more pressure, tremendous amount of pressure on your football team. I mean, on yourself, you know, because I'm talking about the guys in the locker room. You put a tremendous amount of pressure. It's just not him. Offense didn't play great either. Offense didn't play great. So now you've put yourself in a position where you kind of have to run the table to survive this thing. And you have Dallas Cowboys who they're coming off a big win, and you got those Saints looming that look like they just cannot be stopped right about now. So you put yourself in a bad spot. Yes, you put yourself in an extremely bad spot.
The Braves are celebrating Rookie of the Year for Ronald Acuna tonight. Manager of the Year, Brian Snicker's up. Now, I'm not expecting Brian Snicker to win Manager of the Year. I think that'll go to Craig Counsell of the Brewers, but maybe there'll be an upset. Maybe Brian Snicker will be named Manager of the Year tonight. We'll see how close the voting was, because the Acuna voting was not close. Acuna routed Soto and Buehler to win that award. Super Bowl is almost here. 92.9 The Game. Bud Light On Location Experiences present the first ever Bud Light Super Bowl Music Fest. State Farm Arena, 3-day music fest leading up to the Super Bowl. Thursday, January 31st, the EA Sport Bowl. Ludacris and Friends, Migos, Lil Yachty, and many more. Friday, February 1st, Aerosmith. Saturday, February 2nd, Bruno Mars, Cardi B. Tickets on sale at noon. Supermusicfest.com and Ticketmaster. Superbowlmusicfest.com. Superbowlmusicfest.com and Ticketmaster for the 3-day Bud Light Super Bowl Music Fest at State Farm Arena. All right, when we get back, some of the things we may have missed on this Tuesday in the Wendy Zone on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Another one buys the
dust. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
our Atlanta United have advanced to the Eastern Conference Finals. Catch all the action of the first leg Sunday the 25th. Free game at 4:30, kickoff at 5. Our Atlanta United play here.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right, everybody stand up!
It's time for a look at the world of sports, celebrities, and more. This is the Wendy Zone on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Well, if you watch Sunday's LA Rams versus Seattle Seahawks game, you may have noticed the clip that is making its rounds now online because quarterback Jared Goff called an audible, which is, you know, we've heard some strange ones throughout the NFL's entirety, but this one got some attention, so I'm just going to play the audible and then I'll tell you what happened after.
He has jumped up to a really next level of quarterbacking from where he was. I mean, it's really impressive to watch.
Were you guys able to hear that? The
Halle Berry.
So he's yelling, Halle Berry, yeah, Halle Berry, Halle Berry.
This year's Omaha, right?
Well, you could have used Omaha. Well, the real Halle Berry caught wind of it, and she wants to know what's up. So she saw the play on Twitter, and then she tweeted, hold up, what is a Halle Berry? Question mark. So
crazy. Was that too much?
Bruh.
Was that too much?
No.
Was that?
Not how head coach
okay,
Sean
ladies,
designed it.
I apologize.
It, hold on.
But I wasn't the only one thinking it.
When keeping it real goes wrong.
Hugh Douglas.
Well, Jared Goff responded to Halle Berry on Twitter saying it's my favorite play ever because he was asked in the locker room afterwards is if he heard that Halle Berry actually tweeted him. He said no. So he got on Twitter, responded to Halle Berry. Coach Sean McVay said they designed and named the play because, quote, she's a very attractive woman that players know, and it's related to the play. So that explains the Halle Berry play.
That's probably the
oh boy, Hugh.
I'm just keeping it 100.
Let's get you off of this. Who would you want?
In Vogue. Back when they wore the black dresses.
No, I don't know about that one. But what if you wanted to get someone's attention? What audible, which celebrity audible are you using if they saw it?
Well, if I'm a defensive tackle, he yells Halle Berry, I'm going, David Justice.
Wow.
Damn, John, you
okay, we're moving on. I thought it was going to go in.
Well, since those two
just finished it.
Since those two Neanderthals messed it up, I would go Queen Bey.
Beyonce. Yeah, because yeah, Beyonce Arthur, would respond on Twitter for sure. I'll tell you what, Kelly.
There you go, Hugh Douglas.
Kelly Rowland. Hey, Sierra. Man.
This went in a direction I was not.
That's somebody's mama's, though. That's somebody's wife.
Right.
They'll get on me by talking about somebody's wife. But ain't Kelly somebody's wife, too?
She is now.
All right, dude, I can't use those two. In Vogue. What's Dawn last name from In Vogue? She's still fine. I forgot. Dawn from In Vogue.
Is she in the age range, Hugh?
Yeah, she's about the age range. I've kind of moved off that a little bit.
Oh, you have?
Oh, really? What made you change your mind, Hugh?
Some fine older women. I'm just saying.
So would you holler at Janet Jackson now?
Nah, she still remind me of Lil' Kim.
I got you.
She look like Lil' Kim.
Chucky Brody.
A little bit.
That story just went a little
You asked me a question.
I did not. No, you did not listen to the question
properly. And I answered it. I answered it.
No, you talked about the play beforehand, and then it was just all downhill after
crazy.
That.
Yeah, like, she probably said because Halle Berry kind of crazy. It's a wild play. Wow.
All right, good. We're going to move on. Well, the Golden State Warriors are so good that they've sold out every game dating back 5 years, and 44,000 fans are on the season ticket waiting list. So the team has decided to get sort of creative to really test fans' desperation. They've announced a new ticket plan called, this is for real. So the ticket plan is called In the Building Pass. So that's what it's called, In the Building Pass. It costs $100 a month. You get into Oracle Arena for every home game, which sounds like an incredible deal, but there's a catch. You don't actually get to watch the game.
But you're in the building.
You can wander around the concourse. You can wait in line at the bathroom. You can drop some money on the concession stand at the arenas, restaurants, and bars. And maybe you can find a spot to watch it on the TV inside the arena. But you have the opportunity to be in the building where you can feel the atmosphere watch the game.
I would do that. You can watch the game. They got cameras.
On the
they
TV.
Have television. Yeah.
So you're going to just spend $100 a month just to watch it on TV inside
I
the
do
arena.
That. I do that. I go to the arena
hey,
and watch
I'm
the
at
game
the game.
On TV.
If I spent yeah, that and I walked in there, I'm at the game.
That's what
Somebody
I'm saying.
Somebody don't show up, you know, a seat. You know,
it can work your way to a seat.
People, it sells out every game.
Well, yeah, but people don't show up.
Hey, I was at the game.
No, I go to the game. Like, we went to the Hawks game. I watched it on TV. And it was right there in front of me. but I watched it on TV. Because sometimes you want to hear what's going on. I like to hear what's going on, especially now when we got to talk about it as much as we do. I would rather listen to what's going on so that I have a better feel for what's going on, like, on the court.
Well,
I'd like to
someone,
listen to Dominique, too. Shout
we
out to Dominique.
Found someone who will buy the in-the-building pass for the Golden State Warriors. So a rep says that they expect to sell 200 passes every month.
Wow.
So we'll see what happens. Well, the Kansas City Chiefs and Los Angeles Rams going to meet Monday night for what can be an early preview, maybe potentially, of this year's Super Bowl here in Atlanta. So the game, though, won't be played in Kansas City or Los Angeles. It's slated as the third annual Mexico game. And like last year's game at Estadio Azteca, which is the name of the arena in Mexico City, the NFL raising some serious concerns about the venue. I don't know if you guys seen photos of the field yet or not, but they switched to a hybrid turf of both synthetic and natural grass this year. It's been unable to hold up, and there was a concert over last weekend. And if you go and look at pictures, the field is completely
torn up.
It is horrific looking.
When was that?
It was this past weekend. So if you look at the pictures of the stadium.
Boy, it looks bad.
It is awful.
The reason why I asked that is because last night at the halftime, they showed pictures of the stadium.
Yes.
And I guess they fixed it. The way it looked, well, from the shots that I saw, it looked like it was
fixed. The forecasts in Mexico City are calling for rain the next 3 days, so the NFL has actually sent a team to Mexico City. They're going to assess the field conditions. This is according to NBC's Peter King. Obviously a concern about the safety of the field conditions for the game of this magnitude, especially if it's going to be raining all
week. Yeah, because you got two under, you got, yes. This is the latest in the season since, what, 1990, that two teams played with just one loss? So yes. This is a big deal.
They kind of hinted during last night's broadcast that a decision could be forthcoming today as to a permanent location on this, and Los Angeles could be the backup.
If the field still looks like this today and with the rain that is coming, if they don't move it to LA, I would be livid
if I were either one of these teams, potentially risk the injury heading
to Mexico City.
Boy, this field looks like it's just trash.
Yeah, because
I just don't know how you can fix it that fast.
It's funny because when I was watching last night, I guess the way that they shot it, it was a tight shot where you saw guys out there, groundskeepers out there on the field doing what they were doing. So I thought,
this isn't the first time they've had issues with games in Mexico City. I don't understand why the NFL, if you're going to book a game there, you've got to tell the facilitators you can't have an event there for at least a month. Especially when you run into problems like this, because it takes so much care to get these fields into. These aren't U.S. stadiums. This is an international field where who knows what goes on in the upkeep with a facility like this.
Well, there's a big event going on Sunday. Popular comedian Sebastian Maniscalco is going to be at the Fox Theater, and your chance right now to win tickets to see him.
My wife likes different things. She likes shopping different places. She loves Whole Foods. That's her store. She sends me there every once in a while. Can't stand going there. She goes, babe, can you go to Whole Foods? I want to go there. The people over there bother me. You ever go to Whole Foods? Everybody at Whole Foods looks like they make their own clothes.
One, two,
I'm feeling on that.
Caller number 3 is going to win 2 tickets to see Sebastian Maniscalco at the Fox Theater on Sunday night.
I hate Whole Foods, too. I hate going to Whole Foods because they rob you.
404-741-0929.
I hope that's not a sponsor because y'all looked at me like that. I'm just saying they're expensive. Fine. I'll be quiet.
But I will say their pizza is rocking good. You ever had it? It's great.
It's just so expensive, John Freaking.
He's no longer allowed to talk.
I ain't allowed to. Dale told me to shut up.
Yeah.
Like,
he's
real.
Done for today.
Rick and John, top of the hour on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.